If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
You've been listening to the Hello from the Magic Tavern podcast, a fully independent production made possible. Wait, are we at the beginning? Oh, come on. I was in such a good mood. I was gonna sleepwalk through the credits as per usual, shut down the equipment and be first in line for the new product reveal at the local pie barn. Rumor has it it's something called Oops All Crust. And now Hey, if I do the credits now, do we all not have to listen? No, there might be legal ramifications. And I can't have that while the Chicago Zoning Board is considering my request to turn the Art Institute into a walk-in cape closet. Damn. Well, as they say at the beginning of every Planet Money, let's just get through this. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But don't take my word for it. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 3/4 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload this podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Chunt. What is Chunt?
Ooh, yeah, a little squish in it. Looking good, huh?
Sure, yeah.
Remember when I ripped off all my fur and I got jacked?
Viscerally, yeah.
I've been digging this look, so I just kind of kept it off. The fur does regrow, and I pluck it out, and it's very painful. But yeah. I feel like the people of Nibblebottom have really started to notice me.
Like, I noticed some of the other tables. The people are just, like, all looking over here.
Mm-hmm. What an eye full of this. Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's good. It's good.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Oh, and shit. Looks like you got a haircut. Looks good. Looks good.
Yeah. Got in a hair fight with someone, and...
What's this now?
I got in a hair fight.
Okay.
And, you know, that person just started ripping parts of my hair off, and it kind of works. It kind of works for me. I'm sort of into it.
Arnie, you idiot. Did you go see the barbarian?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
That's what they're supposed to do. A barbarian is supposed to fight you to rip out certain parts of your hair to make it look fresh and clean and sharp.
Yeah, and it works, although you should see the other guy.
No, I have.
Yeah?
Oh, well.
Yeah, because I didn't do anything to him.
Hair, no, of course, he's a barbarian. He's here.
Yeah, hair is hard to pull out. Although, I'm saying this to someone who last week...
Who daily rips out all their hair.
Yeah, you just rip all your hair out.
Yeah, you doing okay, buddy?
I'm stressed.
I know that you said on Earth you took your daily vitamins, Are you able to find any of those compounds here?
And no, no vitamins, none of the medications that I probably should be taking the whole time that I'm in this world.
Yeah. You said you had pills that helped your brain that were shaped like Fred Flintstone?
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I don't want to go into all the pill shapes. Fred is one of them.
Ooh, what are all the pill shapes?
Well, there's Wilma, and there's Bam Bam.
Oh, so is that two pills?
No, that's just one called Bam Bam. It's just like how your name is Chunt Chunt.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mr. Chunt C. Chunt. And there's, it might take me a really long time to explain Fred Flintstone's car to you, but kids love eating vitamins shaped like cars.
Wait, so you're telling me on Earth, vitamins have their own cars?
Yes. Well, just the Flintstones vitamins.
And are they like, is there like 7 million? Is there 8 million? Is there like 9 million of them? How many are there?
10,000 strong and growing.
Yeah, I tried to set you up for it, but yeah. I walked you up to the front door with 7, 8, 9 million.
Oh, is 11 after that? But John, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to change subject. I'm just a little stressed out because I...
Hold on, real quick. Are you going to start apologizing every time you change the subject now?
Yeah.
Because I think there's a backlog of... 5,000 changes of the subject I'm owed?
Oh,
apologies?
Chunt, I'm so sorry. I need to introduce Usador. I am also joined by my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
I am Usador, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow.
Usador, I'm so sorry. Usador, I'm so sorry. I was talking to Chunt about something else. I'm going to change the subject back to what I was going to talk to him about.
Well,
but
the end of my thing was going to be I was going to damn you to hell for the rest of eternity for not sharing the secrets of Fred Flintstone.
Sure. So, John, I'm a little worried about my boss.
The Cooper? Winnie the Cooper?
Winnie the town Cooper. You know, someone snuck into her coopery, into her coop.
So am I in this episode, or am I just totally out of it now?
Usador, I'm so sorry. We're going to get to you. I promise.
All right. Arnie, why don't you just tell him what you told me Fred Flintstone always says? You said he says, like, yabba-gagging-do?
He says, yabble-do, pig. Yabble-do.
So somebody snuck into Winnie's coop?
Someone snuck into Winnie's coop and stole some of her whatever she makes there. I'm still learning exactly what that is. Huh. So her supply has been stolen I think, a competing cooper.
Oh, no.
This douchebag cooper came in and stole all of this stuff and then disappeared.
D.B. Cooper stole it all?
Yeah, no one knows exactly who this D.B. Cooper is, but they stole everything and they're gone and we don't know who they are.
Are you sure they existed? Are you sure there was a theft, or is this just urban myth?
I guess I'm just taking Winnie's word on it. And to be fair, she's a horse and I'm making a lot of assumptions about what she's saying.
To be fair, a lot of us are horses. That's it.
A lot of us are horses?
Oh, yes. Many of us are horses. I mean, not here at this table, but, you know.
In the world?
In general.
In all of Foon?
Yeah, right.
Sure. Well, anyway, sorry. If I seem distracted, I'm just a little worried about...
Oh, buddy, you always seem distracted.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then I'll just go. I won't feel bad about it then. Maybe it's part of my charm.
You always, what is the phrase Arnie uses? You always foam it in?
What's that?
You always foam it in?
I don't know what. I'm looking at a bird out the window.
Where?
Right? Look at that bird.
Oh, what a beautiful bird. Oh, such a lovely bird with gray and white markings so that it can blend in here in these northern climes.
Arnie.
Yeah,
Hello, little bird.
I feel like ever since Usador decided to fake his own death, he's been really engaged with nature, like, vividly seeing everything.
I know. And also, like, he needs to monologize it as well. It's like, appreciate it yourself. Don't force me to appreciate it.
Yeah, if anything, do a soliloquy.
Like, I was the one that was excited about that bird, and then he got so excited and specific about it that I lost all enthusiasm for it.
So long, bird.
Fuck off, bird.
Hey, now, I was having a very nice conversation with that bird.
Usador, how you doing, bud?
Oh, you deem to allow me to speak on the episode. Why, thank you, Arnold. I'm doing all right. I don't know if you guys know this, but in a couple of weeks, everyone assumes that I'm going to be dead.
Two weeks.
I have to fake my own death, and I've been speaking to the ice elves here in the northern realms, and I think that maybe they'll let me stay with them for a while.
That's fantastic. I love ice elves. There's Arnie, I don't know if you know this. Ice elves can kind of fit anywhere in the frozen land. There's ice elves on the ice shelves. Mm-hmm. There's cubes on your pubes, blocks on your cocks.
Okay.
Frozen on your toesins.
Mm-hmm. Saints on your tank.
Yes.
Sure. Frozen pond on your pubis mon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Damn, mm-hmm. Doctor terms, huh?
Wow. Wow.
Welcome.
Someone's been reading.
Yes, I read all the time.
Speaking of reading, I forgot to tell you all. You know how, I don't know, 12 episodes ago or something, I mentioned how I opened up a black and white smithery?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where I make weapons and shields that have the black and white coloration of a badger?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, today I read an order for a new adventurer in town who's swinging through Nibblebottom. So I stayed around the shop to meet them. And I'm pleased to say that I invited the two of them onto our show. Should I bring them up now, Arnie?
Yeah, Chum, thank you so much for booking a guest. I've been so stressed about my boss that I haven't done anything for the podcast this week.
Yes, please join us up here at the tall table.
We're making it. Hold on.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone.
Quite the climb.
Arnie, Usador, please meet the great adventurer, so I hear, Coral Loft.
Coral Loft.
Yes, hello. This is a lovely view from up here.
Oh, pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you as well. And Arnold?
Him? Okay, yeah. He's Arnie, yes.
No, yeah, I'm Arnie. You can call me Arnie.
Okay, Mr. Arnie. Yeah. And
Coral. Hey, Coral.
Yes.
That's the dumbass I was telling you about.
The
guy who knocked himself out trying to tie his own shoes.
Yes.
I can't see who you're pointing at.
Don't worry.
And who's your friend here?
This is one of my best compatriots, Miss Tiffany Scampi.
Hello. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been a long-time listener, first-time visitor, if you want to say.
I've got to tell you, a lot of birds have been listening to our recordings and then going to the four winds and repeating what they hear.
You don't think I know what the fucking birds are doing?
Easy, buddy, easy. I'm just saying.
Well, he is an angry individual.
I've been meaning to ask, do we have any analytics on those birds?
Not really. Sorry to say, yeah.
So we can't really monetize those birds in any way, as far as you can tell.
Not yet. Yeah, eventually.
Oh, maybe. No, I can turn them into money.
Turn the birds into money?
Mr. Arnold, man, you speak with such interesting words. These are fancy words. Are you an adventurer yourself?
Please, first of all, it's Arnie. Mr. Arnold is Mr. Arnold is not my father. Mr. Arnold is Kevin Arnold's father from the Wonder Years. I'm Arnie. You can call me that. And I'm sorry, what was your question?
Your words, you're very traveled. You speak in such a high regard. I just wondered if you were an adventurer as well.
Oh, well, I am from another world, so I come from a sophisticated, fancy talking world.
What are you talking about? You adventure your ass out of bed at 2 p.m.
I have been all over town this week looking for whatever Coopers make, so I'm pretty busy.
Tiffany, he said he's from another world. Do you think he might know of some of the trinkets we've discovered?
I don't know. I mean, there's perchance he does. I mean, should we tell him what we came with today?
On your adventures, you have found some trinkets? Oh, please share.
Tell us.
Tell us about your adventures and the trinkets. Yes.
So what sort of got me into adventuring, I started noticing all around Foon, occasionally we would find little trinkets. You see, Tiffany here used to be a mittens referee.
Yes.
I would travel to watch her at all the mittens games.
Wow, take my ref away.
I see what you did there.
I told you, Mr. Chen was so fantastic. And let's speak of the elephant in the room. Your hair looks a little different.
Oh, yeah, I've been ripping it out. I kind of grow it out when I'm at the Black and White Smithery just to kind of help my sweating so I don't become too greasy, you know. But I ripped it out earlier today. Oh, P.S., here is your black and white battle axe.
Tiffany, look at this. This will come in very handy.
Look at it. It's so beautiful.
I know. I can't wait to swing this about.
Do we happen to have anything that is maybe anti-greasing so we can help our somewhat furry friend here?
Mm. No. But I do have some of these trinkets. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks.
Before we get into that, I just want to clarify that I don't want to speak of the elephant in the room because he's a friend of mine.
Oh,
hello,
sorry.
Roger.
Sorry, Mr. Roger.
Oh, he's sitting with my friend Patrick Durham. That guy's a huge fucking asshole.
He really is.
Is he southbound?
Yes. Do you know? Or just on your adventures you hear tale?
Oh, yes. I speak to the Brothers Primus. Sometimes they tell me of the southbound Patrick Durham.
Oh, very cool. Oh, Tiffany, before I forget, I also made you, at my black and white smithery, I made you a whistle. This is a war whistle. If you blow on that, help should come somehow.
Oh, this is a wonderful. I won't use it here because I do not want to scare the elephant that is in the room that we have referred to at this point, because Roger seems like a very large individual. But this is something that reminds me of my days back when I was reffing for the Mittens League. And unfortunately, it's something that I don't do nowadays. I've put that part behind me, and I'm fully invested into adventuring with Coral here. So we will have to put this along with the battle axe. Maybe we can hang it up like a nice little ornament.
That's wonderful that you've led this part of your life, and you saw that there was a new chapter in your life opening, and you've committed yourself to it. I say bravo.
Thank you. It was very hard to walk away, but as you know, there's a lot of rules in Mittens that are hard to enforce, and people break rules all the time, and eventually you take one too many metal chairs to the head, and you become blind in one eye, and it's easy to be distracted, and
also,
no one
just weren't very good.
Hey, that's an opinion. I'd like to not talk about that.
And is it tough as a ref who's blind in one eye when people in the stands who are, I'm sure, being jerks are yelling like, "Yeah, you're blind, ref," and the person next to them has to be like, "Well, they're actually only blind in one eye."
That's true. I've only missed things on the right side of the field, not on the left side of the field.
Interesting.
So it really just depends on how many other referees are in the game that day. It's quite difficult, really. It's just too much pressure. I couldn't do it without two good eyes. I needed something new, and I met Coral, and that's how we ended up here.
That said, it's got to be a great trick for remembering your left from your right.
Oh, very much so. It's like, is it dark or is it light? Oh, easy.
I think one of the hardest rules to enforce is that when the rules get broken three times, then there's 10 minutes of free time when anyone can break all the rules.
Yes.
That, to me, is the weirdest rule of
open
all.
Open season,
that is my favorite part, actually.
It's just open season?
Bit of chaos.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's fun to watch, but I'm sure it's hard to ref.
It's very hard to ref, especially when you have the influx of birds coming in, especially in the change of the seasons when the birds are flying from one part of Foon to another. Mm-hmm. It makes games incredibly challenging to ref, and I'm so happy I don't have that stress left in my life. Thank you again for the gift, Chunt. I very much appreciate it, and it's given me a bit of memory of this wonderful time in my life. But yes, I want to talk about all of the adventures we go on today and recently and all of the things we have planned.
Oh, yes. Well, you have these trinkets here before us. Please show us.
Yes, I'm so...
Yeah, you had some sort of copper pushpin or... Oh, brass tacks.
Yes. So this little disc I found in a field during one of Tiffany's Mittens games, and I think it's an omen because it says, "Is dead," on the top of it. I showed it to Tiffany, and I think she said it looks like it says Peepsy, and that just seems weird to me. It clearly says "is dead." So the question is, who is dead?
Or maybe someone was dead, and this has been since removed from them. See, that's part of the wonder of adventuring, is we find these things and we're not actually sure where they come from or who they belong to.
Yes, it looks like it could fit on top of a bottle or something, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, it looks like a little hat for a bottle, some sort of bottle hat's the best term, I think.
I like hat.
Bottle hat.
Bottle hat.
I hate to, explain to you, but I think this might be something from my world.
What? How could that be?
On my world, these little discs...
Bottles wear hats.
Yeah, these little hats go on magical elixirs on my world. And
Arnie, I've never heard you talk like this. In my world, bottle wear hats.
Yeah, in my world, have you ever noticed how on my world, bottles wear hat, and on this world, hat wears you?
Arnie, you're thinking of a cork, idiot.
No, dumbass. No, this is the cap for a magical elixir.
He's using a cork.
Yeah, and this is kind of how you would experience this elixir in my world. You would go to a restaurant, and you would order a Diet Coke, and they would say, "Will this do?" And you say, "No, but you don't have any choice, but you have to have this instead."
What is this Diet Coke you speak of?
Yeah, they take coke and they dye it like a different color, so you're snorting up blue or green.
Sounds like Morglorb a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it does sound like Morglorb.
It does.
Do you have any?
They sell Morglorb by the bottles in your world, Arnie?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, it's very addictive. And that's the thing. Like, I have to say, like, with some of the hardest parts of me being in Foon the first few weeks was, you know, sort of coming off of my Diet Coke addiction.
That was the hard part.
Hey, Chunt, I just real quick aside here.
Yeah, of course.
I'm trying to humor Arnie here, but this is the most ridiculous explanation I've ever heard. You were not kidding. He is such a dumbass.
Yeah, he's the biggest dumbass, and I think he makes a lot of it up. I think he wants a lot of attention, so he'll just, like, start speaking and, like, try and say something real, like, wild, so...
Yeah,
yes.
Like, a bottle wears a hat. Tiffany, do you hear that? A bottle wears a hat.
This is absolutely preposterous. I don't understand.
Clearly someone has written a message that someone is dead on this tiny little shield.
Yes.
It's the only... Okay, sorry. Yes, Arnie, that is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, Arnie, so cool.
Okay.
Arnie.
Yeah, chun.
Arnie.
Oi. Hey, should we take a quick break?
Let's take a quick break.
Okay, should we tell our guests?
Will the guests know?
Are we taking a break?
Oh, they know.
They know.
They know.
Roger, run!
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Late nights at work taking a toll on your skin? Do you find yourself staring at those dark circles in the mirror? Well, it's time to meet your new best friend, Dark Circle Defense Balm from Lumen. Lumen is a line of brilliant men's skincare solutions crafted especially for men who want to look and feel their brightest. Whether you're a seasoned skincare pro or a total newbie, Lumen Skin has got you covered. Lumen's Dark Circle Defense Balm is a lightweight gel that absorbs seamlessly into your skin to brighten your under eyes and instantly plump dehydration lines. It's basically an espresso shot for your eyes. The best part? Lumen will let listeners of this podcast try the product out for free. Yes, you heard that right. Free. Head to lumenskin.com/wondery and get your free trial of Dark Circle Defense and their other amazing products now. Say goodbye to tired-looking eyes and say hello to a new and refreshed you. Don't wait any longer. Your skin will thank you. That's lumenskin.com/wondery for your free trial.
All right, so I'm excited to hear, Coral Loft, a little bit more about your adventures. You find these trinkets anywhere, or do you, like, I don't know, go into tombs, say, or...
Yes. Occasionally I will adventure inside of a crypt, you know, or the occasional tomb, if you will.
Sure.
I'll just rummage about. They call me, you know, the crypt rummager sometimes.
Sure. It rolls off the tongue.
Coral Loft crypt rummager. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Tiffany, did you happen to...
Coral, what was that? Did you have something in your throat, or? It just seemed like your voice changed. Oh, you're an adventurer? Like, maybe you have to adapt your voice depending on who you're speaking to?
Okay, like, so...
Coral, don't tell them. They mustn't know.
No,
Coral, don't tell me.
Okay, I won't tell you.
No, please.
No, Coral, tell us and say it into the microphone. We gotta walk away from this with content.
I don't think they're ready.
I think they're ready. Okay, so the whole voice thing, it's kind of like your action music, you know? Like, instead of having a minstrel, like, travel with me to, like, play danger music, like they do in all the recanting of tales, have the voice, and it kind of gets me excited to adventure.
Well, it's hard to do a voice all the time.
Whoa,
it's hard to do a voice all the time.
Yusor, what was that?
Is he sick? What do you mean?
It's just a little frog in my throat. His name is also Roger.
Have you ever noticed how many Rogers there are around here?
So many Rogers.
Rogers and Foons.
So many Rogers.
Yes. So, Shunt, thank you so much for the battle axe. It will come in very handy because Tiffany and I are planning another adventure.
Thank you for being vulnerable about your voice. I kind of like that. I think I might try. It's almost like a secret source of power or energy.
Exactly.
You kind of amp yourself up.
That's what I've been trying to tell Tiffany for so long. She thinks I'm ridiculous. She thinks it's silly. She's like, why don't you just go in there? Just go get the treasure. And I'm like, no, I can't just go in there. Get the treasure. I need a fancy voice. And then I put this on and then I feel invincible.
It's impractical. Like, we have so many adventures we need to hit. We need to get all of these trinkets. And you're taking up so much time with all these silly voices. We just need to get down to brass tacks.
I get nervous, okay? Who of us climbed the great mountain Morthogulus in the northeast region?
Amazing feet.
Thank you. I was scared out of my mind to do that. But when I started talking like this, the winds blew in my favor and the birds sang a song of my tireless feats. And the next thing you know, we were upon the top. Were we not, Tiffany?
We were. Yes, it helped. It helped. I'm not going to lie. Yes, the voice did help.
And can I ask, Coral, professional to professional, when these birds sang your feats, do you have any analytics on that? Because we're really trying to figure out how we can track.
Arnie, Coral is telling us about accent ascension, and you're trying to bog us down with analytics?
Okay.
I don't partake in analytics with birds or any other sort of animals. That's just
cloacalytics, I believe.
Not my jam. Just not my jam.
It's definitely not something you do on the first meeting.
Well, a lot of us are horses.
Now, a really cute centaur, maybe.
Can I just say I've gotten jammed in my analytics before, and it is so hard to get out. So, if I may ask, Tiffany, you said, just the way you said this was so interesting. You said we have to do a lot more adventures. Do you have, like, a punch card, or are you under payment by some person who's paying you to go on these adventures?
I don't know what I'm at liberty to say. I just know that, you know, there's so much of the world. Foon is an expansive place, and there's so many trinkets to collect, and perchance we are being paid handsomely to gather some of these things, and, you know, that's really all I can divulge at this time.
Okay, fair enough.
Shh, don't fall for their wily good looks. I know. Oh, and the hair that's half growing back, it's so delicious.
Oh, my goodness. This trinket I find quite intriguing. The silver disc, it's somewhat larger than the Is Dead disc, and it says Enigma, Sadness, Part 1. What could that mean?
I don't know, but it definitely puts me in a pure mood.
And you said you found this where?
Now that's what I call a rune.
It's so intriguing. It's pure silver. Arnie, have you ever seen such a magical token such as this?
I mean, I haven't seen one of these outside of a dorm room, I don't think, ever.
Ooh, look at how the light is bouncing off it. It's almost like some sort of jewel. Is there a case we could put it in to keep it safe, to keep it from being harmed?
Here's another one, and it says jewel.
Oh, put it in that one.
Well, I put it this disc inside of this disc?
Yeah, it would be like a fun game.
It also, it looks like it has a resale sticker on it.
Wixie Mixie? Do you know anything about the Wixie Mixie, Arnie?
As Wixie Mixie sounds like something that you take a candle in a kitchen and make something with it.
Wixie Mixie. Arnie, do you have that on Earth?
I'm sorry, I'm not.
They must not have Wixie Mixies in his region, but this one came from a wall.
This is incredible. These are incredible trinkets. How much gold will you take for these? Or they already promised us someone else?
These, unfortunately, are already promised to someone else. But,
oh, come on.
But we do have something today that that isn't yet spoken for, that you may be able to purchase. And it's exciting. It's this white cloth. We're not quite sure what it is. It might be a dress for a small creature. It might be...
White cloth. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, is it flavored? Is it like... Okay.
So the corner of it is very peculiar. The corner of it does taste much like what we have here when we barbecue things. And this other corner tastes like an orange citrus. It is the craziest thing.
There's another corner that ends up tasting a lot like spiced potatoes.
Oh, I miss those so much. And look right in the middle. There's some sort of imprint of lips and then several digits, and it says Kalmi. Kalmi. Must be some sort of spell. Kalmi. Yusor, can you break this code?
Kalmi. Kalmi. It sounds like I'm going to pull someone's heart out.
I mean, for my world, it's a napkin, I think.
A napkin?
Arnie, I think that's a little reductive.
The spell. It makes your kinfolk fall asleep. That's it.
Oh, my.
Kalmi.
A napkin.
Arnie, everyone knows that napkins are made of cloth, not whatever this paper-ish substance is.
Well, you, sir, I could say everyone knows that the spell to take out someone's heart is Kali Ma, not Kali Me. Come on.
I said it sounded sort of like I was doing that.
Onam Shiva, Onam Shiva.
Okay, no, see, if you're to rip someone's heart out, well, never mind. That's a whole other conversation.
Oh, you've done that before.
Yeah, you know what? I could keep talking about napkins, but I want to hear about you ripping people's heart out.
I don't like to brag, but one time Tiffany and I were in this cave. Was it a cave? I think it was wet. It was wet and damp, and Tiffany backed up into what we thought was a wall of bone sacrifices, but they were liches, and so clearly the only thing to do is to reach inside of this creature and pull its heart out.
Wow, that is so cool. Did you keep the heart as a trinket?
I took a bite out of it and held it above my head.
I took a bite as well. It's not really my type of thing, but, you know, you have to try everything once.
But show us more of these wonderful trinkets.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to bring this. This is just some paper. It's got numbers on it. This is 100, and this old guy, Benjamin Franklin? I don't know. I'm just going to rip this up because this is clearly worthless.
It
smells weird. I don't like it.
This is terrible.
That guy looked like a fucking freak.
Yeah, the drawing was awful. what kind of artwork is that?
It's terrible artwork. Terrible.
Looks like somebody shrunk his glasses.
And what was all that crap on the back?
Go fly a fucking kite, dude. Get out of here.
Oh, you mean the drawings? Because on my world, statistically speaking, most money has crap on it.
That's the thing you tell us about Earth?
You guys are just tired of me talking about how there's just trace amounts of excrement on everything, everywhere, even my world.
I know what this is about. The other day, Arnie tried to show me his little secret chest that he keeps locked away under his bed. He said he has thingamabobs in there. 19 or 20, he says, it's no big deal. He says, who cares? And I didn't want to see him. So now he's jealous that we're oohing and aahing over all these trinkets.
I didn't know Arnie had a secret chest.
Yeah, to be fair, it was just like a spoon and shit.
Well, no, it's not a spoon. It's a fork. And it's what I use to comb my hair.
What? Do you know how much food is in your hair, dude?
Like I said, food and excrement. There's trace amounts of it everywhere.
Thank God you went and got your hair pulled.
Tiffany, do you still have the special gift that I told you to bring?
The gift?
The gift.
This small little thing? It's a...
Yes.
Oh.
So this... I wanted to say thank you to Chunt for taking the time to make us these lovely weapons that we're going to use in our quests.
Oh, please. I don't need gifts. Just pay me.
Well, you... Fair. Please. When you see this, you're going to love... When I saw this, it screamed you, and like it literally screamed you, and I had to squish it so that it would stop screaming.
It was very loud.
It's very loud. As
a little squish, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Oh my gosh.
It's a rock in the shape of a bird. And I knew you, out of everyone, would absolutely love it.
Yes, I love rocks shaped like bird. That's my whole thing is birds.
But rocks and
birds, that's my whole shtick. I love it so much. I'm always talking about rocks and birds and how birds and rocks and how, you know, pebbles and canaries, that whole thing.
I'm sorry, but hold on one moment. I am sorry, but I, earlier in this very episode, was talking to a bird. And I was lamenting the fact that I didn't get to learn about Fred Flintstone, whose name is Two Rocks. And now this gift is given to Chunt. I couldn't be more furious.
Yusor, calm down. A lot of us are horses.
Also, Yusor, stop talking in a Chandler sort of way.
Also, Yusor, you're talking about Two Rocks. Go hunt some dinosaurs. I mean, for real, get out of here.
Yeah.
Could I be any more worthless in this episode?
Wait a minute. You're wearing all of my fur. Why are you wearing all of my fur?
Because you left it aside.
What? And you're doing lunges? You're not a friend.
Oh.
Look, Usador, it's all right. Sometimes it happens. You know, people get into the podcast and they sort of like misremember who is what. Like, it's like, sure. I was telling you, whenever I look online and I see someone's like tweets, I love Chunt, I'm like, oh, they probably mean me. They probably mean me, right?
Hey, Arnie, can we title this episode the one where Usador's an asshole?
Yeah. That's the title of every episode.
Hey, well, how dare you? Look, another silver disc. Soundgarden. Black Hole Sun. Is that a threat?
That's a single?
We should pivot.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's interesting that you're called the Crypt Rummager. Audie one time said I looked like the Crypt Keeper, and then he just laughed and laughed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it, personally. But
why would one keep a crypt?
Yeah, but they're so messy.
It seems very high maintenance.
Smelly.
Yeah, it seems like just like, you know, maybe move out to the garden or somewhere else, you know.
Yeah, or just raise it and renovate.
That's not a bad idea.
Get those, what are they called? The Crypt Brothers? You know, those creepy twins?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They're always finishing each other's basements.
Yeah.
Fucking creepy twins.
Well, I'm sorry I got upset before the break, but I was just so jealous of your bird-shaped rock. And, well, it's very lovely. You should be very thankful and thank our guests for this wonderful gift.
Well, Usador... Coral, Tiffany, thank you so much. Tiffany, I forgot to give you another thing I made for you. It's this,
yes?
It's black and white chainmail for my black and white slippery. The black and white runs down in stripes across the shirt.
My favorite pattern, my favorite colors. How could you have known?
I just, you know, I keep a lot of, a lot of people who come into my shop will bring me dismembered parts. Like legs and arms and feet.
Mm.
And
as you do,
I had these feet in my locker, and I was taking them out, cleaning it out. And I thought it might fit you, so here you go.
Oh, let me try it on real quick. Ooh, the chainmail is so well made. It's rather heavy.
And you just did that.
Well, no, I had it in the back of my footlocker.
Wonderful. That's... Chunt, you're amazing.
Thank you. When it rains, it'll shrink to kind of fit you.
I think it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. I can't thank you enough for this wonderful gift.
And you're welcome.
I have a whistle and this chainmail. You know, if I could still see out of my right eye, I might go back to mittens. Who knows?
You sir, can I talk to you for a second?
Yes.
I was going to say I'll give you this rock bird if you hold up an open flame at the end of this set, but now... I'm going to say, I'll give you...
Well, you're just going to give him a free rock bird?
Hey,
well, not for free.
We're not talking to you.
Okay.
But you, sir, now, I will give you this rock bird if you give Tiffany Scampi back her eye. Well,
yes.
I know you didn't take it. I know you didn't take it, but, like, can you make Tiffany Scampi a new one?
Please?
Sure.
Maybe, like, a black and white striped eye? Is that too much?
It's a little over the top. I mean, we're just looking for something functional.
Yeah, a little on the eye.
I'm going to assume you want one that matches the other one that you still have. Is that acceptable?
Yes,
the polka dot one.
It's a little purple, if you could see.
Yeah.
There's some of red,
like a deep, deep purple.
And I'm sorry, Usador. It might be hard to concentrate because it seems like a fight is breaking out. I think Roger the elephant is fighting with that mouse.
Sorry, I've got to go. I'll see your eye in a second. I'll be right back.
Which Roger? Is it the frog or the elephant?
I think it's Roger the Elephant is fighting Roger the Mouse, and Roger the Frog is just watching and being a real asshole about
it. There's a lot of Rogers in this town.
There's a lot of Rogers in this town.
Where's the rabbit?
Yeah, a little dance in the corner. But look over there. There's Patrick Durham. He's fighting Roger the Rhinoceros. Arnie, you know what happens when an elephant fights a rhinoceros? Fuck if I know.
Now they're like throwing chairs at each other.
Whoa, watch out!
Tiffany! Tiffany!
Ah! Oh. Oh, her other eye.
Oh no!
Don't touch it! Your hands have been in crypts. They're disgusting. Don't touch my eye.
Crypt hand.
You don't want to get crypt eye. Usador?
All right, you're out of here. Get out of here, Roger. Come back.
Which Roger?
But not all of you. Not everyone.
Just Roger. I'm mad at Roger. I'll talk to him tomorrow.
Usador, buddy. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen. If I gave you the bird rock and I threw in for free a new staff from my Black and White Smithery, would you give Tiffany two eyes?
I certainly will. I shall do it right now.
But wait! There's more! You can also have these silver discs that you loved, because Tiffany is such a wonderful friend of mine.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry, I'm just in a lot of pain right now.
First, I shall hit you with this healing rock.
Right now.
I hope that was necessary.
Yes, very. And now, prepare to see the power of Usador's magic. It should come as no surprise. Here unto Tiffany, I say, could you have any more eyes?
I have so many eyes.
Wow.
You're welcome.
I could see more than I've ever wanted to see.
It's no problem at all.
Oh,
this is weird. Remember that bird I told to fuck off before?
Yeah.
It's back at the window and it's holding a chair.
Is it a wooden chair or a metal chair?
Tiffany, look out!
Oh, right in all of her eyes.
I'm blind again!
How ironic that a chair has four legs.
Some people just aren't meant to have eyes.
They're not. I knew this career had a shelf life, and it was... I'm so frustrated and upset. I had vision again for about 2 seconds, and it's been taken from me. Those damn wooden chairs.
Here, now... Let this time pass where we've all been so jocular and repair what Tiffany had that once before was ocular.
Arnie, did you sir always do like fucking limericks when he did spells? What is going on?
I think he's showing off. He's like,
let us hear now end our fighting and division and let Tiffany have like the most division. Fuck, I fucked that up completely.
Arnie, it's like he's auditioning for improvised cock ticklers.
I know. Like, we get it, Usador. The word that you know you're going to rhyme with, you put second, and then whatever bullshit word you put first, that's going to rhyme
Something hippopotamus, these mimosas are bottomless. We can all fucking do it, buddy. We just don't bust out couplets for nothing.
Yeah.
So wait, are there mimosas or no?
There can be. Let me grab you all a drink. You've been so kind. Coral, what would you like? There's rainbow bowls. We kind of own the place.
Ooh, I think I will do a rainbow bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiffany, I know you can't see the menu. Do you want...
I want to be able to see again.
I don't see that on... Yes, of course. Usador, do you mind...
Sure. You shall see better than any multifaceted prism. The longest word is anti-disestablishmentarianism.
She's covering her ears. I think she hated that spell.
I can see, but I only have half of an eye now.
Oh, perfect.
It's enough to see a menu. I think I'll have a rainbow bowl.
Perfect. Let me get Arnie do anything.
All I can think of now is I really want a Diet Coke.
Well, many of us are horses.
I'll be right back.
Usador.
Yes?
Remember over the...
The time?
Remember the time when we fell in love? Usador, do you remember over winter solstice break, things got a little rowdy in here, and we were seeing how many chairs we could throw into the ceiling and make them stick up there?
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say anything, but the one right over
Tiffany's head is coming really loose.
Okay, I'm back with the rainbow bowls. Here you go, Coral. Tiffany, I'm going to raise yours a little bit higher, if you don't mind.
Oh, yes, sure, I'll grab it.
Ah, this chair has fallen into my one good half eye. Oh, my goddesses, what is...
I have to think of another fucking rhyme.
Why did our adventures take us here? This has not been good for my previous or future career choices.
I mean, my eyes are terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that chair didn't crush Tiffany's eye. It just popped out. Here, let me put it back in.
Oh, yes.
Here, Tiffany. Oh, she stepped on a rake and it flew right in her face and popped.
This is not good.
You hate to not see that.
I can't see anything. This isn't funny.
This time it wasn't a chair, at least.
Maybe something with socket.
Coral, while we buy Usador some time, can you tell us about... You just have such a wonderful appearance. Can you tell us about kind of what you're wearing, who you're wearing?
Yes, I am wearing a sort of a red, half-sleeveless top piece to accentuate my bosom because, let's be honest,
I didn't
want to
mention
they're
it,
very
but
distracting. So I like... In adventures, you kind of encounter a lot of dudes. Like, it's a dude-heavy profession.
Oh, sure. Oh, can I ask, is that a sports tunic?
I guess you could call it that a little bit. But it accentuates all the curves, if you will. And when you encounter some rogue blokes, it's nice to have a little distractive advantage.
Sure.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, that top seems to have a lot of extra physics going on.
Jiggle, jiggle.
I could tell you that when I did see, I did appreciate all the views that your tops provided.
Oh, thank you. Very healthy.
Top shelf.
The thing I got confused about, though, is when you took a break and went to the restroom and you were kind of like stuck in the wall over there for a minute.
She also sometimes has a hard time walking through hallways and has to turn very slowly, leaning from one side to the left in order to fully point herself in the proper direction and move forward. Right. It makes adventuring very, very cumbersome.
But it makes reading easy because there's that open book right on top of your ample bosom there.
Oh, also, watch this. Take the rainbow bowl and just...
Wow.
I can't even see what you're doing, but I know exactly what you're doing.
did we buy you enough time, buddy?
Yeah, here we go. Here now, let this friend of Coral Loft, this adventuring archaeologist, have eyes again, because I guess I'm a fucking ophthalmologist.
they're back. They're back. Don't do anything.
Everyone sit perfectly still.
Nobody move.
Quick, Tiffany, get under Coral's bosom.
I'm hiding under the bosom. Can you pass down that rainbow bowl? It was quite delicious.
Yes, yes. There you go.
Thank you.
Well, what an adventure we've had today.
Yeah.
We kind of had a little adventure. Coral, you have your battle axe, which is kind of a trinket. Tiffany, you have new eyes and a new shirt and a whistle, which are trinkets. So you've added to your treasure.
I'm just glad it's warm in here. Otherwise, I might get cold and poke Tiffany in the eye.
Oh, I would not do that. My eyes are new. I do not want them to be damaged anymore.
Well, here in Nibblebottom, I do know, Tiffany, that I don't think they really know or like mittens very much. You said you retired because of the eye?
Mm-hmm. I retired because of the eye, and we all know that they're the traditionalists with the rule sets, correct? Where you had the people that, you know, didn't like the bird rule, for instance, where you catch a bird and it makes the score very lopsided and whatnot, not unlike a Coral's bosom, as we may say.
I was going to say they're kind of telling time. It's like
a little bit. I am hiding underneath them, so it's a potential that I'm the one actually making them sort of lopsided. But anyway, there's just a lot of resentment towards the people that originally wrote the rules, and it's not really something that I wanted to get into the middle of. So yes, I had the issue with the eye, but yes, I felt it was just time to step back and away and maybe look and see what other careers were out there.
Sure, And Coral, I guess we never asked, what was it that originally got you into crypt rummaging,
Arnie?
I just always had a penchant for adventure. I would love being a little girl traveling around, getting into all sorts of tight, crawly spaces. And once I found I could make a little bit of coin doing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah, is it rude to ask, sorry, I know this is so gauche, how much do adventurers make per year?
If you're a good adventurer, you can make...
Which we are.
We are great, wonderful adventurers. You can make upwards of about, I would say, 1,500 gold.
Wow. Mm.
And you mentioned before, you cryptically referred to the person that's paying you for all of this?
Nope. Don't know what you're
nope.
talking about.
Nope. Didn't refer to them. That.
We
nope,
have some sort of patron who wants to buy all of these trinkets up?
Maybe. That might be a thing. Possibly.
Who's to tell? Who's to tell?
You'd be very cagey about it. You can just tell us who it is. We won't mind.
Ooh, look at the time.
Yes.
Look at the time. She just looked out in her bosom.
Yeah. We should.
She has a watch on there as well that she's balancing next to the rainbow bowl.
Probably hit the old road.
Yes. We have many crypts to rummage.
Quite a long climb down from this table. So.
Yes. It's very, very far down.
This is very straight.
you're tired as well.
No.
Arnie, ask one of your disarmingly stupid questions.
Perhaps
they'll tell us whatever secret is they're holding.
So, don't give us any names, but the person that pays you, like, do they poop?
Yes.
Well, is that a question about buttholes?
I mean, look, the poop could come out anywhere, really.
There's an innie and an outie, typically, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless you have an outie and an outie.
That's true.
Oh.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what you feel like.
Sure.
So you're saying that the person that's paying you has two buttholes?
Not saying they don't have one butthole.
Mm. It doesn't have to be two.
It doesn't not have to be two.
That's true.
Okay, fine, Arnie. Are you happy? I've been paying these two to collect trinkets. Is that what you wanted to hear?
Is that why they showed up and immediately gave you a trinket?
Yes, I had them find me a bird rock. And I had them give it to me in front of Usidore just to piss him off. I've been trying to just do more on the podcast to piss off Usidore, and I thought I'd figure out the perfect scheme. I befriended these two, I don't know, 4 years ago or something, and I thought, listen, ultimately, down to brass tacks, I'm sorry. At the end of the day, I'm sorry, okay?
Well, I don't understand why you'd want to make me angry on the show.
I don't know, you're just in your own little world of like, spells.
Your whole thing is making Arnie angry. And my whole thing is, spells.
Yeah, I just wanted to mix up the dynamic, and I guess...
Okay, I think that's fair. I get it. It's been a few years.
I guess I, no offense, Tiffany, lost sight of what's important, and...
None taken.
I apologize. So listen, let's... Tiffany, Coral, here's the rest of the money I owe you, and just go adventure for whatever you want to adventure for.
Thank you, Chad. Nope. No one has really ever... No one's really ever done that for Tiffany and I before. I don't even know what I want to adventure for.
Wait. Stop crying. He underpaid us. This is what we did.
Are you serious?
Yeah. We're short a few gold here.
Roger took him.
Which Roger?
The rich Roger. Roger Sterling over there, the man that's made of sterling silver.
Didn't Chunt give you a battle axe, Coral?
Yes, he did.
Ugh.
Maybe we can give him a little bit of the battle axe, and he can give us the gold that he owes us.
Chunt, run! Chunt, run!
Jump from the table!
Everyone, run! Run!
Run! Does anyone have a chair? Does anyone have a chair?
No! No chairs! Get back over here!
Oh, shit! Coral grabbed Ari. She has him in a headlock. She body slammed him. His neck is broken.
If I hit the ground with my hand, does that do anything?
No, it doesn't do anything at all. They don't pay attention to you.
Why isn't the ref looking at me?
I don't know how to use my eyes that I've just regained.
Oh, Usur has got Roger in a leg lock. Ooh, look. Oh, look.
Who's all about magic now, motherfucker?
The
Though the rhymes were so rough you might get a contusion, this audio recording has reached its conclusion. See, it's actually harder than it appears. Wizard's Choice Award nominee User of the Blue was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Refai. Coral Loft, Crypt Rummager, and Tiffany Scampi, former Mittens ref, were played by special guests Nyla Rose and Aubrey Edwards. Nyla is a professional wrestler with All Elite Wrestling and a former AEW Women's World Champion. Aubrey is an actual professional wrestling referee with All Elite Wrestling. You can watch them not rummaging through crypts at AEW Dynamite on Wednesday nights and AEW Rampage on Friday nights. And follow Nyla on Twitch at Nyla Rose Beast. Okay, that's badass. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free versions of every episode and two new bonus episodes each month. In the most recent bonus episode, Arnie, Usador, and Chant use a slam book to ask questions about what they think of each other. Oh, slam book, I suspect we understand each other a little too well. Here's a quick clip.
Love you.
Okay, now though, tough pivot here, because the next question is something you hate in me, colon.
Oh, okay. And how much room is on the page?
There's just one line.
Oh, I got to boil it down to, okay.
It's wow. Like this. You want to workshop this?
Same amount of space as you get for what my name is in your phone.
Okay, I have to treat this like when you're cooking spinach and it's like so much and then you have to reduce it down to, okay. Just one thing. Okay.
Let's just eliminate all the physical stuff to start.
Sure. Yeah. Usador.
Yeah.
While he's thinking, have you noticed that since he started cooking spinach, it's like he won't fucking talk about anything else?
He
loves talking about how you cook spinach.
Oh, P.S.
He cooks one thing.
P.S. Dinner's almost ready. Hope you boys are hungry for spinach.
Spinach and wine.
Little S&P. Get the party started.
I can't wait till I get slammed because I know what I hate in him.
Enough. For more information about the bonus episodes and lots of other Patreon-exclusive perks, stop by patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Refai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. You can almost hear Stefan saying, "Computer, what would happen if you played all the angry crowd noises at once?" Special assistance by Rylar DeGiggles. At least I think that's what it says. I spilled coffee on it earlier. On purpose. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.